This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I always say that, but I want you to know we really mean it. We really thank you for joining in each week and every day, no matter what shows you listen to, you're on KLZ 560, but we appreciate you being with us today. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage brings you this show every week. 720-895-0500 is the number. So, Kurt, before we get to our guest today, how's the availability for homes right now for sale?
Actually, there is everybody would think there'd be more because they say the housing market has slowed down. It's normal that it's the availability of homes slows down now. It's almost half of what it was 6 months ago. Hmm. You're down around 3,000 to 3,200 homes. That's not even a three-week supply. So the availability is down, but so are people looking to buy. So they kind of fit hand in hand because this time of year, not a lot of people going out to buy. They're not looking at that. They got Thanksgiving, they got Christmas coming, they've got the first of the year, and they want to get past that. Now, come January, that whole market's going to start to change.
A couple of houses in our neighborhood, a gentleman just sold his and for $850 right across the street from us.
It's amazing the value. You know, when I'm talking with a customer, I'll ask him, I said, what do you estimate it's worth? And he'll tell me a number. I said, I see it's quite a bit higher. They said, no way. I said, please understand, it's not what you think the house is worth. It's what they're selling for in the market. Yeah. And they're going for a whole lot more. What we're seeing now in today's market, where some of the good opportunities that the people are starting to take advantage of, there are homes out there that haven't been upgraded. And because of the value of homes, a lot of people are trying to get that maximum value. Mm-hmm. So they're struggling a little bit. But the lenders have a loan out called a rehab loan. And you can do it at a purchase, which many people haven't learned that works. For example, if you have you find a house that might need new flooring or a new kitchen, you can build that into the purchase price. Say you find a house for $300,000, it's going to cost you $50 to upgrade it. You buy it for the $300. The lender gives you a loan amount against the $350 and gives you up to 3 to 6 months to do the work. So you can have – so when you buy the house, you've got this 3 to 6 month period of time. You can have it all fixed so you can get your dream home and you can get it at a better price. And there's people learning how to do that, and they're called rehab loans. Hmm. You can get them either an FHA, VA offers them. I actually have a customer right now doing a VA rehab loan. They're going to have some work done to the house after they buy it, and they do 100%. Wow. So and the guy we have on our show today can fit right in on that.
Absolutely.
They work really well. So those loans are becoming quite popular now because some of the homes aren't up to stuff on what they've upgraded. Mm-hmm. And you get the chance to do it yourself. So now you're looking at flooring and the layout of the home and the location of the home more than the quality of the home because you can fix that in the purchase.
Right. Real quick, are there specific areas of the metro area that are where the deals are right now or?
No, they're pretty much anywhere. And that's all respective. Arvada and Douglas County home values have a tendency to have a little bit higher per square footage versus some others, but they're all relative. You can find some homes that need work in Douglas or Arvada, or you can find them in Aurora or Denver.
Okay.
But those opportunities.
Is it harder to get loans where land's involved? Like, you know, you get a house and you get 50 acres. I mean, it's.
One of the things, and that's a great question, when you're looking at land. There's a loan that works real well for them called USDA. But when you're looking at land, if it's over 10 acres, they'll give no value to the excess acres. They need to find comps that have excess acres. But they're basically just going to value you the 10 acres. If it's a working farm, meaning which if you're raising horses or you're raising chickens and you're using it as income, then it becomes a difficult loan to do. But up to 10 acres, all the lenders look at it and pretty well cut off there. Right. Won't count the other acreage.
Okay. 720-895-0500 is the number, and it's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give Kurt and his team a call, and they'll be glad to help you. Well, good to have our good friend Dave Hart back with us, Roof Max.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
You as well. Thank you.
Man, is it hard for you guys to believe Christmas is around.
That's crazy.
It's what, 20 days? No, it's
less.
Yeah, less than that.
18?
18-ish, yeah.
14, something like that.
A few minutes.
Yeah. 16, somewhere. I can't count. It's somewhere in there. Two weeks. There's a good one. 2 weeks.
There you go. With what we went through in 20 and even this year, man, it just seems like these last 2 years have been a twilight zone, man.
Yes.
It's almost like you're in a trance and you're like, okay, I'm done. Yeah. I need to get out of this and go on to
next,
other things.
Yep, next.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Again, Roof Max, great company. Man, love what they did for our house and our roof. And I'll tell you what is so cool about this, is, and we'll get into the process if you hadn't heard Dave before, and we'll let him kind of start back at the beginning to tell you all about Roof Max. It's such an easy well, for us watching you on the roof, it's an easy process, few hours, and man, the roof looks brand new.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I mean, the coloring in it, the sun gets back on it.
It looks brand new, feels brand new.
Cost a whole lot less.
A whole lot less than replacing a roof, absolutely. Yeah, especially these days. It's crazy how expensive roofs are getting. Yes, as far as the way it looks, what it does, it brings the original color back out, puts life back into it as if you put lotion on. I think we talked.
It's like
before,
shining just a pair of shoes.
Yeah, shining a pair of shoes, washing your car really good, waxing it.
Yeah. Put oil back in your shoes; they look new.
Yeah, exactly. That's about it. Yeah,
it's a good concept.
So basically, it brings it back to life. Yeah,
wow,
that's really neat.
That's cool.
So you've been on the show. We've been doing this for quite a while now, but some people may be new. So I want to kind of go back in.
Sure.
You've been in the industry of roofing for how long?
I've been roofing for I've lost count, but I would say we're around the 22, 23 year range.
Okay.
Yeah, plus or minus a year here and there, but it's been over 20 years.
And you've been doing that all over the country?
Between Arizona and here in Colorado, yeah.
Really hot, really cold.
Really hot, really cold, exactly.
So you know both ends of the spectrum.
I know both issues, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How did you get into what you're doing now? We're going to explain what it is, but what you're doing now versus replacing roofs.
So basically, just a quick explanation. I had my own roofing business for a while, replacing roofs. And in my career, you know, I think I've replaced and been a part of over 3,000 replacements. And then just took a break for a couple of years. And then I went to work for a general contractor that I did all of his roofing for. And he decided he wanted to kind of slow things down a little bit. And I didn't really want to get back into the full end of the spectrum, because it's a lot of work. Came across an ad for Roof Max, and I spent a couple months researching it before I even went home and told my wife about it, because I knew she would think I was crazy for wanting to get back into roofing and have my own business again, because it's
hard work.
It's a lot of work. No matter what business you're being self-employed, it's a lot of extra work. So I presented it to her, and she's like, you're not doing this. I'm like, babe, this is what I do. This is what I know. And been doing Roof Max now for a year out here in Colorado. I still do all kinds of other roofing. There's nothing that I can't do, but focusing on Roof Max for last year, and it's been great. Yeah.
Okay. Scott, you've done my roof.
Mm-hmm.
So all the neighbors asked me the same thing. Did you get a new roof? Because
right.
It only took less than a day.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Explain what Roof Max is and what they do.
Okay. So Roof Max is a product that basically we put life back into an existing asphalt roof. What happens out here, especially in Colorado, is our air is super thin. Our UV rates are really high. And they don't make shingles like they used to 15, 18 years ago. And so they dry out really fast. And so your typical average, quote-unquote, 30-year shingle is going to last you 12 to 15 years before it starts deteriorating to the point where most companies would recommend replacing it. So Roof Max, we spray it on. It's an oil-based product. It puts the flexibility back in the shingle. It re-adheres the shingles to each other, reactivates the seal strips. And then what granules are remaining on the shingles, it keeps those on even better than when the shingle is brand new. So it's like it makes the asphalt super sticky again. Because as the shingles dry out, your granules come off. Every time it rains, you get little pea-sized hail, big hail, wind, snow sitting on the roof, and then freezing and then running off. It all washes granules off the shingle. And so Roof Max keeps those granules on. And in most cases, we can get full 30 years out of a shingle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So taking the life from 12 to 15, you can take it to 30.
Yeah, yeah. Assuming we catch it in time. You know, a roof that's 25 years old, and I've treated a few roofs that are that old. And normally, as a roofer, I would go out and look at it and go, man, we got to replace this roof. You have no life left in it. We're getting them at least an extra 5 years. And I would suspect to say we can go another treatment, get another 5 years after that.
Well, one of the things I thought about when we talked about it with my house is that if I have a roofer come out and I've got hail or I've got the curling up, there's suggestion. There's no in between. It's either deal with what you got or replace your roof.
Right.
When I'm replacing my roof, I'm getting into $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000
Easily, yeah.
This is considerably less. Yep. So I have more options. Plus, you're giving me the opportunity to extend that life.
Absolutely.
Because of what it does.
Right. Exactly. Like I said, like I mentioned, most roofers will go out and they'll go, well, you got a bunch of granular loss or shingles are cracked or not sticking, and they're just like, well, we got to replace it. I wouldn't say this is a miracle drug. You know, it's not gonna. It may not reactivate all shingles that are 20 years old or older, but the most of the shingles it will reactivate them. And if they do happen to blow up in the future, they're gonna accept that wind and not crack and blow off. They'll lay back down when the wind is gone. So, and a lot of times we're getting a lot of extra life out of the roofs, and especially you know what, I think we were talking a little bit ago on the real estate end of things. There's a lot of people who are just want a new roof. Well, that's costing somebody somewhere or both parties or what have you. And a lot of times we can go in and, you know, for a fraction of that cost and keep that roof on, keep both buyer and seller happy, get them a 5-year warranty and move on.
In the last year, I've seen a lot of people when they're buying a home, but the only thing that they're really asking for is an inspection, and their main concern is the water main that's running out of the house to the street. That's one. Two is the roof.
The roof, yeah.
And when you have the inspector goes in, the inspector's doing their job, and they're saying, okay, I see some hail, I see some of this. Mm-hmm. Well, the buyer's saying, well, this is my chance to get something for free.
Right.
The seller says, I really don't want to pay for it.
Right.
So when I have clients that are calling me thinking about, I say, you need to contact Dave.
Yes.
You need to have him come out because he'll make it look new because they won't see this because of what this thing does.
Right. And we're working a lot more with several additional home inspectors now, educating them on what we have so that they can like be like, hey, you know, your roof is kind of here. Call Dave, get a second opinion. Because they can't say, yes, this thing is done.
Sure.
They just mention some scenarios that might cause some concern to have somebody, a professional, a roofer, come out and take a look at it. And I'm actually working on one right now in my neighbor's house out east. This person bought this house. I didn't think it would go for what it go for, but it did. But they bought it with no, not contingencies, as is. They bought it as is, and now they're coming to find out. I was like, oh, well, should probably get the roof looked at. Well, the roof is 18 years old. And
that's why the buyer wanted to, or seller wanted to sell it as is.
Probably.
He knew.
Well, and I know the neighbors well. They're actually good friends. They're having their house built, but they didn't do anything with the roof over the last 18 years, and now we're replacing that roof at a cost of close to $30,000. So, you know.
Hello.
There's a chance to get the insurance company involved and all that, but it's still a 50-50 shot of getting that done or not. So somebody's paying for that because then the buyer can't get it insured with the roof, with it being in that condition. So there's a lot of advantages of having us come out and take a look and see where, even before you list the house,
sure.
Does it cost anything to come out and take a look at it? Does it cost anybody but me? But other than that, it's just, you know, it's a free inspection to come out, take a look, and just at least have an idea of where you're at before you list a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, living like most neighborhoods, this August I had some people work in the neighborhood for roofs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd see them go up. They wouldn't come to my house.
Yep.
I have to tell you.
Uh-huh,
they just
good.
They would look, and they walk right on down
up
the street,
next,
go
yeah.
to the next one, because they said, I'm not going to see nothing
Absolutely.
There because of what it does.
Be a waste of time. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's neat. And it helps. And I've done my house. I've done my neighbor's house, and we
sure.
had hail, and it survived the hailstorm.
Wow.
My truck and trailer didn't, but my roof did. So
yeah, what can you do for that?
You can't spray your truck with this.
I wish I could, yeah.
Again, the website is roofmax.com, and that's spelling roof, and then max, M-A-X-X.com. Dave's number is 303-710-6916. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time, they're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500.
Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable interest mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Family owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Divorce, custody issues, child support. These are words you probably hoped you would never have to say, and now you need help navigating these tough times for you and your family. For over 30 years, the law offices of Joline A. Harrow, PC, has been changing the face of divorce and other family law issues in Colorado. They empower their clients to move beyond the divorce process, to envision the full potential of their lives after divorce, and to live up to that potential. At Harrow Law, you'll find attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interests. They are dedicated to helping you with your family law and estate planning needs. At Harrow Law, their goal is to take your case out of the courtroom. The financial and emotional toll may not be worth it. That is why they are proud to provide cost-effective legal services that will find a beneficial resolution that works for your family. Call Harrow Law today, 720-541-5873. That's 720-541-5873, or visit harrowlaw.com. Attorneys you can trust to defend your family's interest. Harrow Law.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, once again brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest today, if you're just joining us, Dave Hart with RoofMax. Again, that website is roofmax.com, and Max is M-A-X-X.com. And Dave's number, 303-710-6916. So you do residential and commercial things. So Let's kind of just give us a spectrum of what all you can do.
Well, it's really easy to say that there's not much that I can't do. And if I can't, I know how to get it done and work with others to take care of the client. But roof replacements if needed, roof rejuvenation, like we're talking about with RoofMax. We recently just finished up a 21,000 square foot metal roof, and the customer's looking at having to replace the roof or adding a roof system on top. And it was going to be between $250,000 and $300,000 to do that. And we went in there for less than half and got them a 10-year warranty, coated the roof, and more likely it's going to be the last roof that the building's going to see. So we put an actual silicone coating on that flat roof so that there's no more leaks. Actually created a lot more of the UV protection, so it has a lot greater reflectivity rate, so it helps keep the energy cost down on the building in the wintertime. And if something happens, who knows what, anything can happen. I've seen a lot. It's super easy to go out and do a patch on that. So really get into a lot more of those coatings as well. So basically anything we can do to salvage and save a roof and save the client a lot of money on the roofs versus replacing, especially in the Denver area. You know, they got these new regulations and stuff. If a certain roof over a certain size, it's got to be a quote-unquote green roof, which basically means you're planting an ecosystem on top of your roof, and the cost of that are just it's crazy. So anything we can do to save a roof, but at the end of the day, there are still roofs that have to be replaced, and we have the ability to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, many people don't know about this. It's not a fly-by-night company that came up with this kind of magical spray,
right,
and away
right.
It goes.
Good question.
So, because you haven't heard about it. I hadn't heard about it till we got introduced.
Right.
Tell us how it got started.
Okay.
How long it's been going on and what it's composed of, how it works.
Sure. Basically, the way it started was two brothers. Last name's Fiesel. They had a large roof replacement company in Ohio. And they hit a couple states around Ohio, and a very large company. And they had like 50-something employees, and they were doing, I don't know, 50, 60 million a year in revenue, you know, on an average. So very large company.
They were doing well.
They were doing well, yeah. But they started seeing how roofs were not lasting as long as they are advertised, as long as they thought they should. And they got tired of adding materials to landfills because they don't break down. They don't decompose. It takes hundreds of years for them to start breaking down a landfill. So you're taking up all space. People are wasting money on replacing roofs. And I go, surely there's got to be something. So they came across something with the Ohio State University, and they developed this product, which is basically made out of a soybean plant, so oils from the plant, that actually interacts with asphalt, because there's not a lot of products that will work with asphalt. So what it does is it absorbs into the asphalt, giving it life, able to expand and contract, like we discussed earlier, and just put life back into the roof, so you don't have to replace a roof every time it starts to show some age. And with that, it's adding a significant increase in hail protection, too. So, you know, I think I mentioned that where I live out east, you know, my house got hit with hail this last summer. I just bought a newer truck, and my trailer got dinged up really good, but my roof had no damage at all. And same with my neighbor's roof. It was not even just my roof. We treated my neighbor's roof, and he had no hail damage. So it's really neat what it does, and it just keeps the roofs on where they belong and money in people's pockets.
So if what will happen if somebody's interested, they can give you a call, you come out and look at it, say, you might need to replace your roof, but not now.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, there's an option. We can get you some more life.
If you need to, yeah, that's fine. But if not, do this.
Absolutely.
Because when you replace your roof, if you do that too many times in 5 years, forget this 12, 15.
Right.
Because I've had to replace them twice in three. If you do that too many times, your insurance goes up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So when you're out there, what's the process? How long does it take? What do you do when you're doing a roof?
When I'm treating a roof?
When you're treating the roof.
So basically, just get
how many people work for you? How many are on the roof? All that stuff.
Well, I've got a guy that helps me out part-time, but for the most part right now, it's me treating the roofs. So basically, I just got to get up on the roof, and we'll do some general, what we call a tune-up, general maintenance. You know, some of you have rubber gaskets around your plumbing pipes. you know about that one well.
Yes, I do.
You know, we'll reseal, re-caulk some exposed nail heads, fasten down flashing. Sometimes the flashing kind of works its way up, and we'll put screws down, rubber grommeted screws to that so that they don't work their way up, because snow and raining can blow underneath those and get underneath the shingle. So anything we can do to sleep better at night, knowing that
roof is... A little preventive
maintenance. Exactly. So we'll do that. We'll blow out your gutters, get the big loose dirt and debris out of the gutters, and then we spray on the product, and that's the easy part. You know, an average roof take 20 minutes to spray, and then within a couple hours we're gone. And I've actually had somebody the day say they were surprised that I went to the door to say I'm done. It's like, I didn't even know you're up on the roof. So I mean, that's a big difference from having a roof replaced. It's real simple, real easy, and there are roofs that require more. I did one in Denver the other day that we actually had to replace about 50 shingles first. It was a real estate deal. They were selling it to the tenant, and he's like, I just need to get them through the winter. Will this product do? I'm like, and that one I would normally turn them down because I don't want to waste their money. They were due for a roof replacement, but I was real specific, and I said, we'll get you through the winter. So we end up treating it, putting 50 new shingles on, and he's happy. So we're saving a lot of roofs. A lot of roofs.
And that extra expense, not just
and the
initial.
Expense. Well, and just in people calling
and
in the
aggravation,
issues.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, aggravation, headache, yeah, it's not fun. Yeah.
How many of us really know anything about the roof? You know, what's important, the granulars, the asphalt, we don't know.
Exactly.
It works or it doesn't work.
It's there or it's not, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. A or B.
So what kind of makes up a good shingle?
Hmm.
I mean, I was looking at one of your
sure.
brochures here, and it says the anatomy of a shingle.
Right,
I mean, again,
right.
We don't even think about that.
Yep.
But what we're saying is, once those granules come off, then
yep.
your protection is off, right?
Pretty much,
pretty
yeah.
much.
So basically, it's made up, of, you know, as you look in there, it's made up of a base material. And that base material, then you for simple terms, you smear asphalt on it. And that base material is made up of fibers and fiberglass and all that. And then you smear your asphalt on top of that, and then you apply the granules to the asphalt. And that's basically a simple description of what a shingle is.
Hmm.
So when the granules that actually provide you the cosmetic of it, obviously the style of the shingle helps with cosmetics as well, but your granules give you the color. So you can have brown, black, you know, kind of a reddish color, a tan, some white, grays, whatever, they're designed to give you that aesthetic appearance. But the granules actually provide UV protection from getting to the makeup of the shingle itself. And when the sun hits the asphalt of the shingle, meaning if granules have come off or a hailstone hits it or whatever, now that sun is drying that asphalt out, which then that starts to crack. And then eventually water will work its way down through. And it's much like a street. You know, we get freezing, you know, it snows, and then the water sits in cracks on the street, and then it freezes, and it makes that crack bigger. It does the same thing on your roof.
To your roof. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Dave's number is 303-710-6916, 303-710-6916. We were kind of talking about this before we came on air, but what's kind of your general main service area?
You know, I'm definitely that's hard to say. I'm
people just need to call you.
Just give me a call. Yeah.
You'll tell them.
State of Colorado,
I would say anything from on the western or the eastern slope of the mountains. You know, I've been in the mountains. I've been to Fort Collins. I've been to Colorado Springs, down south of Pueblo. So I'm all over.
Yeah. And hey, if you need Dave, maybe your neighbors do. So if we can line three or four houses up,
that'd be great.
Deal, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
That makes a nice week.
Save me some miles. Yeah.
Now, you had talked earlier about how environmentally safe this is because it's a wet base.
It's an organic base. It's derived from a soybean plant.
So it's not leaving harming chemicals anywhere.
There's no harming chemicals at all. There's
affecting
no
plants, animals.
No. In fact, anything, if it does get on a plant here and there, I could just take a hose to it, wash it off, but it won't hurt it. And usually when I'm flushing out my system in my trailer, I'll flush it out next to some trees. Acts as kind of like a fertilizer. So but it's just it's great. I get sprayed a lot. A lot of times I'm on a roof and a gust comes up and then I can't see it on my sunglasses. So there's no burning, no irritation, no less. So it's perfectly safe.
And there's no odor.
You can put your nose right up to a 300-gallon tank I have. But
Victoria, she goes, she said, man.
You won't notice anything.
Nothing, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
And one of the things you taught us in the last one of the shows is how we can test to see if we might need, if we're losing granules, is look at our downspouts.
Just look at your downspouts. Yep, exactly.
If you have a lot of granules there.
At the bottom, something's going
on.
It's
a hint. You might want to start thinking about it.
Yeah, or just call us. We'll come take a look, and that way you can know. And we're not high pressure. We're just there to provide information. Here's what the condition your roof is in. Give them the options and let them make the best decisions for them. So I don't push. It's got to make sense for everybody.
What's the warranty that comes with it?
5 years.
Five years it stays.
The warranty basically states that shingle will perform like a new shingle. Because there's certain requirements that the shingles have to meet and flexibility tests and adhesion and all that, but it'll act as good as a new shingle would for 5 years.
Because it kind of seals it, puts the oils back into it, stops it from curling up.
Yeah, but the reality is, I think it, personally speaking, it works better than I mean, I've had shingles that are 20 years old. I've treated as samples, and I can ball them up on each other. I just literally fold them over on each other. And
20 years.
Yeah, granules don't come loose from that or shingle doesn't break or anything.
Wow. And I would think real quick before I break here, I would think too, I mean, you look at the way all the different building supplies were skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Was there raising the cost of shingles too through all this COVID stuff?
Oh,
and hard to even get?
Oh goodness. Yeah. They're an average shingle, an average color is going to be in the gray range. Those are still decent to come by, but anything outside of that, it's hard to get. Cost-wise, you know, a year ago, let's say we're going to replace a roof, or an average roof is 2,500 square feet. You know, you're going to be $11,000 to $12,000 range. This year, that roof is $15,000 to $17,000. So just in materials.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The insurance companies just really don't like that at all.
No. So they're not wanting to replace them even less, and so they're harder. People are having a harder time getting them to pay for roofs now because they don't want to spend that extra money. So it's just really good to do something to keep that roof on for a fraction of the cost and not mess with any of that as little as possible.
And I don't think most people – I know I didn't until we had talked. I thought about my roof. I figured every 5 to 8 years I got to replace it, hailstorm or 5 to 8, whichever comes first,
exactly.
That's coming. That's not the case
anymore.
That's
not the case, no. Generally speaking, if we can catch a roof in time – and I would say if a roof is 10, 12 years old, there's no reason we can't treat it, and they're going to get another 10, 12, 15 years out of that.
Yeah.
Barring no, you know, bowling ball size hail.
Right.
But for the most part, we're going to get a full 30 years
out of that. The average hailstorm, it handles quite well.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yep.
give Dave a call. 303-710-6916, roofmax.com.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Any mortgage needs now, give Kurt and his crew a call, 720-895-0500. We're talking about roofs today. Hey, how to save you money. And lots of it. So your money does matter. Very fitting for the show.
That's
all right?
What we call it. That.
And Dave Hart is our guest, Roof Max. And again, Dave's number, 303-710-6916. So Dave, looking at just some of the materials here that you've given us, what you're looking for when you get up on the roof is, like I say, granule loss and then flexibility of the roof. Because last time you were in, you brought one roof. Man, that thing was... in bed shingles in really bad shape.
Yeah.
And then you show once you treat it how much more pliable and flexible
it
was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So basically that when I get on a roof, I look for the granule loss. I mean, and usually, you know, I can, as soon as I climb up the ladder, I'll look inside your gutter and know kind of what's going on right there. And then I'll walk the roof and look for granule loss and how much, you know, like a percentage wise, looking for as the shingles dry out, they can't expand and contract a whole lot. Or at all anymore, depending on the age of the roof, and you'll start seeing thermal cracking. And that's usually a telltale sign that the roof is drying out. And then as that roof dries out, that's when you start, you know, getting the granule loss. The seal strips don't seal down, so wind can blow them off a lot easier. And then just kind of look for just overall condition of everything else, the sealants around the penetrations. And then even during, I think if I forgot to mention earlier, but one of the things that I do, aside from the general tune-up, if you will, the general preventative maintenance, I also repaint all the penetrations. So at least they look new and they looks nicer. I mean, because your heat stacks from your furnaces and stuff like that, they do rust out. So if they don't have some kind of a protection on them, then they will rust out. And you're looking, you know, $2,000, $3,000 to replace your vent through your house for your heater. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, I can throw a little bit of paint on it for an extra $10 a can, then, you know, salvage that, get it to last longer as well. Yeah, so just look at the general overall condition.
Right.
Is there a specific time of year that's good or bad? I mean, well, for us anymore, the weather doesn't go below 65 too often. So it's like we're always in fall.
Yeah, we're like the new Phoenix out here. Yeah.
But is there times of years that aren't as well?
I can go all year long. So anything above like 38 degrees, the outside temperature, is great. And the main reason for that is we just don't want the product to freeze. either in my trailer or as soon as I apply it to a roof. But if we got 38 degrees outside, your roof is 45, 50 degrees with a little bit of sun, the product goes on, and within about 45 minutes, it's soaked in enough to the shingle where if it does rain or snow, you're not losing any product. So pretty much all year long. I might start my days a little bit later in the mornings, just because.
Not like yesterday when it was 11?
No, yeah, it was a little cold yesterday. Yeah, I got up and the temperature was like 11 or 12 and felt like -3 or something. Like, it was just that. Yeah, that was not a good day. It was a good office day. But for the most part, all year long, I can do it.
So when you meet with people, and I know this sounds trite, but you're honest with people about, hey, you don't really have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yep, we can rejuvenate this. Or, you know what, folks, you need to replace this.
Yeah.
It's one of three, right?
It's really simple, yeah. And again, like I mentioned earlier, it's just providing them with the information to make the best decision for them. And some people jump on it right away. Some people are like, I need a few weeks to think about it. And that's fine. It is a lot cheaper than replacing a roof. But, I've
Man,
had a young family.
Like insurance companies would want you.
Oh, I believe that one.
We are working on that on a corporate level. We're really close to having insurance companies recognize us.
Because it's saving them.
Saving them from replacing roofs.
You know, if you have a deductible, whether it's 1% of the value of your house or it's $2,500, they're paying the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, they got to get that money from somewhere. Well, if they're saving that cost, they're like, yeah, we'll support this kind of deal.
And a lot of times our cost to do the treatment is cheaper than most people's
deductibles.
So it just kind of makes sense. And if you're not paying for a deductible every 3 or 5 years because we are providing extra protection now, that just makes sense. So insurance companies are getting real close to signing on to recognize and start hopefully offering discounts if you have the treatment done. So we're getting there.
See, Scott and I both have had it done, so we're not talking like we don't know about this.
Right,
we've seen what it's done to our house, and we've heard about it from our neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
So it works well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people got – what's the average cost? You talked about 2,500 square feet.
Yeah.
What's the average cost?
You just plan on about $1 a square foot. Roughly. Again, some bigger jobs we can go a little less because it is bigger, and some jobs might require a little bit more. But a safe average is around that range. But when we're typically averaging between 80 to 85% cheaper than replacing the roof.
I was going to say it's
a big difference.
Paying 10-15% of what a roof's going to cost, and you got a 5-year warranty.
5-year warranty. Yep.
And what you spray on, I mean, really, half hour, an hour, it's already starting to soak in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, within this time of year, 45 minutes, the summertime, about 30 minutes. And even if the roofs are really dry, this soaks in even faster. In fact, a lot of times I'll ruin my budget and I'll use a little bit more product because it soaks in and wonder if I, hit that section or not. But a lot of times I'll apply a little bit more on an older roof just because
it's so dry. It's like
so
a plant. Dry.
Yeah, it just sucked it up so well, yeah. Within 45 minutes, it's in the shingle, and rains or snows, you're not going to lose any product.
All right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of scams in roofing stuff, man. There used to be a lot more. Mm-hmm. I think there was some legislation several years back, where they changed a few things. But, man, you got to be careful. And I'm not saying everybody that leaves a door hanger on your door is a bad company. I'm not saying that. But I am saying don't buy anything at your door.
Right.
Sign up for people to get on your roof and check. Because we have found some of those forms, you're actually saying, just sign here and that releases us to get on. They've signed their name and that they've ordered.
Right.
And they can put a lien on your house once you sign that.
Very careful with that.
Yeah.
Because I see that all the time. There's a lien on a house that people have no idea got there.
Yeah.
Mm. Could be a roof, could be on construction stuff.
Sure.
Because if you sign something you don't pay, even though you think you were fraudulently signed it, no, they go put a lien on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a surprise.
It is a surprise, and it's a headache to get rid of.
10 to 50. Oh, yeah, it's not simple. You got to prove.
Now, after 5-6 years, and let's say, maybe not too many hailstorms, you would probably want to come back out and inspect it to see if we could redo it or if we do need a new one.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, again, the warranty is for 5 years. I think in a lot of applications, the benefit from the treatment will last a little longer than the 5 years, but we'll come out in 4.5-5 years and look at it again. And if it's still performing the way it should after the treatment, then it calls back next year in a couple of years, and we'll check it out again for you. I'm not going to treat it again just because the warranty is up. So that might be hurting me a little bit as far as as far as return business, but I'd rather be up front and not waste people's money. That's the whole idea behind this. But yeah, we'll come out and check it out again after 5 years, and if it's due, then we'll recommend another treatment. If it's not, then we'll come back a year or two and check it out.
Now, these two brothers, they their idea was such a good idea, they put it on Shark Tank.
Yes. Good comment. So basically, I'm drawing a blank on his name. Kevin, I forget his last name, but Kevin was one of the original Shark Tanks when the show started.
Yes.
And through a friend got connected with the owners of Roof Max, which one of the owners actually called me on a Saturday and thanked me for helping him out with a corporate project out here in the Denver area. So I had a great conversation with him, but he got hooked up with Kevin Harrington.
Yes.
And he saw such a benefit in this that he bought 20 dealership territories, if you will, in Florida for his son to do.
20.
Yeah. So he's just tearing it up.
Pretty fond of it.
Yeah. He's very fond of it. So and we're getting that. We're growing. I even had a guy today call me, ask him for my opinion and advice on he's looking to purchase a territory somewhere. And so I was able to walk through him with it and all that. So we're growing. We're all over the country.
Yeah. Again, Dave Hart is our guest. Dave's number, 303-710-6916. You can check out the website. Great website. Got a lot of information there. Roofmax.com. And again, Max is MAXX.com. Now, this was on a previous interview sheet, Dave, but there was $100 off if they mentioned this show and free inspection. Yeah. So can we do that again?
Absolutely.
All right. So
and on top of that, even if I show up and do the inspection and want to do it right then, I'll take another $100 off as well. So
all right. Cool. Yeah,
just saves me a trip.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's kind of pretty easy to get an idea. You might need some work if you're looking at your roof.
Right.
And it looks like little bitty waves are on the top from the end of
waves,
the shingles.
Waves, the granules at the bottom of the downspouts. Yeah. Shingles
kind
lifting.
Of like, well, I at least should have him come out and look.
Right.
Because we're still in fall. We're not in winter.
Right. That's right. I don't think winter's coming.
I know.
I hope we get 4 feet on Friday, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Absolutely. You're listening to Your Money Matters. We've got to take our last break. We'll be back with more with Dave Hart right after this.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right, since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and our special guest today, Dave Hart with RoofMax. RoofMax.com, and Dave's number, 303-710-6916. Let's go to the phones in Westminster. Ken's on the line. Ken, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
And I had Dave out about a week ago.
Okay.
He did our property, and the property behind us was having a brand new roof put on. And you walk outside my house and theirs and mine, and you can't tell the difference.
Well, yes, you can, because you have more money in your wallet than they do.
Yeah, and mine's 18 years old, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
So your roof was 15 years old, and you just had him come out and spray it?
Yeah, actually about 18 when I looked it up, and he did his miracle work, and it looks great.
Man, were you surprised at kind of how easy the process was?
Yeah, I didn't think anything that easy existed.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And not only easy and cost-effective, but then the end result, your roof looks great.
Yeah, and I didn't have to do it.
Yeah. That is the best part. You're right, Ken. Absolutely.
If you were like your neighbor and you had the roof replaced, you'd have paid the deductible. You did that and didn't have to come against your insurance, right, which saved even more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So Ken's roof was a really good candidate. It had some granular loss, had some drying out, had some minor thermal cracking, just kind of starting. It was advantaged where he's got a lot of big trees around him too, so it helped keep some of the sun off. Hmm. But there's no reason we can't do, you know, two additional treatments and get him another 15 to 18 years out of his roof. Wow. And it's already 18 years old. So, I mean, it was a perfect candidate.
Yeah, 30 plus.
Yep. Yeah. So, and as I was discussing earlier, his was one of those ones that I spray that section, even though I know I did, because you can kind of see it's wet, but it really absorbed it very, very well. And so we put a little more on the normal, just to make sure that he got a good saturation.
Right. Ken, how did you hear about Dave?
Well, off of John's show.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Good.
And what gave you the confidence in, and just what you heard? What was it that said, you know what, I'm going to call that guy? What was said that made you make the call?
Well, it was all natural products, and if you can get a 5-year additional warranty and then look for 5 years more after that, it's worth every penny.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Ken, man, we appreciate you taking time calling in. Appreciate you listening. And, man, you're a wise man. You didn't have to get on the roof. You saved money, and you got a good-looking roof, and you helped the environment, so everything turned out well.
Are you good friends with your neighbor? Have you taken a shot at him yet?
No. That's a no to all those questions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Ken, thank you, Ken. Sir.
Appreciate it, sir.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right, appreciate it. You know, that is something that I did want to mention, and we kind of said it during the break. This is very environmentally friendly, because you got to look, those shingles they take off and replace got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to get the products for them from somewhere. You know, so we're taking resources and we're putting stuff back in landfills that just doesn't break down. And I think we may have mentioned it a few shows back, but early or the end of 2009, 10, 11, they had a recycle program for the shingles, and it wasn't until just the last couple of years that some of those piles around town have started to disappear, because I think they're just moving them somewhere else. Thinking they get back into it, but it's so expensive to recycle the shingles. last I checked, from what I hear from RoofMax Corporate, only about 5% of the shingles are actually getting recycled. So there's a lot of materials sitting around.
And it doesn't break down.
It doesn't break down. And on an average, there's 18,000 residential roofs, just residential roofs, that are getting replaced around the country daily. So, and we're taking a big chunk of that now, because 90% of those we don't have to be, they don't have to be replaced. So,
And I think part of what most people don't think of is, you don't think of rejuvenating your roof, because we've been raised to believe, okay, I got a bad roof, I'll just fix it. And we forget about what happens.
Right.
Well, in today's world, that's not the case, because this planet's only so big it can't hold everything.
Absolutely.
So that's what Scott and I were talking about, that that's one of the things that's nice, is I get to keep the same roof. I'm not throwing it away to get something else.
Yeah. Well, and just the cost of it. And I think we were talking off air a little bit ago, just the cost of what the insurance companies are having to pay now to replace these roofs. And I don't see it slowing down for a while. So they're going to start tightening them belts, because the reality is they're not a nonprofit. They're a for-profit business. So if they're not replacing roofs like people are used to around here, now we got roofs that are damaged and not getting replaced, and unhappy customers, and just a whole slew of issues. So why not do something to keep that roof alive and protect it from the storms we get, and keep it on the house?
And there's not like $500 deductible for a roof, or $1,000. I mean, a lot of times it's percentage of the home now. And a lot of people are shocked, because they don't really know what their coverage is.
Exactly.
Yeah, they hear there's 1%. They don't think it's that's 1%.
Right. And then all of a sudden, 1%. Yeah, 1% of $500,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, there's $5,000.
There's $5,000 gone. Jeez.
So you can do two houses for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And on top of that, the industry is changing in the sense that a lot of carriers are not giving full replacement value on roofs that are 10 years old or older.
Right.
So if, you know, there's a lot of roofs in the Denver metro area and Colorado that don't get hail regularly, that are getting old, and they're not going to get that full replacement value of the roof. So by the time you back out your deductible, you back out the depreciation, which is usually half of what a roof would cost to replace, you might have a couple $1,000 to replace your roof, and you got to come up with it, you know, with the rest, or you're paying to replace your roof fully out of your pocket, depending on what your deductible and the cost and everything else. So it's getting really important to keep that roof on, and not even have to deal with the insurance company, because we're not as protected as we once were on a financial end. So.
Well, it's also costing you more to heat the house or cool the house.
Yeah.
Because if it's losing its effectiveness, it's all coming through the roof.
Mm-hmm. And then we check for proper ventilation, too. And there's times that I recommend adding some venting and to help out with all that, too. So it's just a really good thing to keep your roof on, just like maintaining your car. You know, just change that oil and keep it going. It's just same thing with your roof. Add some oil and keep it going.
Well, when I told my wife what you were going to do to the roof and how you're going to spray it, she said, so it'd be like putting hand lotion on my hands
when
they dry out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what she thought of.
Yeah.
And it makes your hands
it's
not quite.
It's a great analogy.
As, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just pretty simple. It was a basic thing.
Absolutely. Real simple.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Dave offered a special now. Again, $100 off. Uh-huh. Well, if you mention this show, now when Dave shows up, now, if you have a 5 o'clock appointment at night, okay, you can't do that, but he'll still work it out with you, all right? But if you go ahead and say, hey, look, we want to do this, he'll give you another $100 off. So a couple of $100 off of already a smoking deal. So I'm telling you, keep your money, all right?
Absolutely.
Your money matters. That's why we have this show. So keep your money. Give Dave a little bit of it. But it's roofmax.com. And again, Max is M-A-X-X. And Dave's number is 303-710-6916. Mm-hmm. No job too big or too small?
No, sir. No, we can do whatever's needed. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
If you're thinking about selling your home, whether it's an investment property or your primary, and you want to sell it, do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Before you put it up for a listing, contact Dave, have him come out, let him look at your home, and tell you, if I was a roofer, you'd replace it. If not, we can do it for this.
Absolutely.
This way you don't have to worry about that inspection.
Yeah,
I've advised many clients that are selling their home, and it saves a lot of stress as you're trying to sell the home. You're not worried about that inspection on the roof.
Absolutely.
It really does work very well.
That's a big negative point.
Because you know what? If you got a folder there, people are coming in, the roof comes up.
I got a 5-year guarantee on the roof.
How cool to pull out a certificate. You know what? We just had this done.
That roof's guaranteed for 5 years.
That conversation may be end right there, right?
So when you're asking that price, it's going to help you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Very simple.
Absolutely.
And that price can be built in what you're asking for. Very simple also. So
I didn't even think about that.
It's just a much less expensive way of getting what you want when you're selling your home. It works.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Kurt, as always, thank you, sir.
No, not an issue. I always enjoy having Dave on the show. I mean, I like my roof. How can I argue?
Exactly. And we didn't have to get on top of our roof.
No,
either one of us.
Yeah, my wife says I can't go on the second level to hang lights.
No kidding.
Oh, no.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. And give Dave Hart a call at RoofMax, 303-710-6916. $100 off. You mention the show, and if you book it with Dave when he shows up for that free inspection now, he'll give you another $100 off, so take advantage of that. Thanks for being with us today. I want to thank Ken for calling in. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.